I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Yesterday was a sad day for the parents of Kata Scott, the Mount Airy woman abducted and killed in October. They watched in city council chambers as a council committee explored missteps in the case that might have prevented her death. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Kevin Scott, Kata's father, said he had mixed emotions as he watched the hearing. Council members challenged District Attorney Larry Krasner about dropping charges against the man accused of his daughter's murder in a previous domestic assault, and they expressed frustration they got few specifics about how the case might change the DA's approach. Still, Scott said he appreciated council's effort and hoped his daughter's case would make a difference.
Still a part of me that's still saddened. You know, my daughter's not here any longer, and understanding the process how the suspect was released with prior incarceration and commit that crime against her. But I heard a lot of good things as far as possible legislation and information that could possibly change in the future for women in Philadelphia. I'm hopeful of that, you know.
Scott recently started the Kata Scott Foundation to empower the young women of Philadelphia. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Twins from South Jersey were arrested after authorities say they made online threats to kill a DHS official and ICE agents. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the story.
Agents from the Department of Homeland Security and the SWAT team from the Absecon Police Department executed a search warrant Tuesday morning at the known address for twins Ricardo Antonio Roman Flores and Emilio Roman Flores. DHS says both were tracked online, making a threat to hang Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin and, quote, shoot ICE on site in posts on social media. During the execution of the search warrant, authorities also found two guns, an assault rifle and a scoped shotgun, along with a little more than a dozen boxes of ammunition. Emilio faces the majority of the charges, including unlawful possession of an assault weapon, prohibited weapons, and conspiracy to make terroristic threats, among other related crimes. Ricardo's only charge is conspiracy to make terroristic threats. In a statement, Acting DHS Secretary Todd Lyons called the twins' arrest a warning to anyone else threatening violence against ICE agents. He also says agents have seen an 8,000% rise in death threats against them. The twins are currently being held by the Absecon Police Department. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A neighborhood block in East Germantown, not far from LaSalle University, was displaced after a devastating row home fire yesterday morning. The remains of an elderly woman were recovered, and a firefighter was injured battling the blaze. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Fire officials say power is out to the 5700 block of North Lambert Street, about a block from LaSalle University campus in East Germantown. Acting First Deputy Fire Commissioner Carl Randolph says they expect to be on scene for a long period of time.
We have one person unaccounted for. We do have a call in for contractors to come in and start making it safe for our firefighters and our fire marshals to go in and take a look at what's inside to do some type of interior search.
Fire officials say they arrived knowing that there could be a person inside. They attempted to fight the fire from within the building. However, conditions deteriorated and firefighters pulled out shortly before a partial roof collapse. Three homes were heavily damaged by the fire. Randolph says officials are making arrangements for residents to stay elsewhere while the power remains off. The cause remains under investigation. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
The Philly School Board this week considers turning over some of its vacant school buildings to the city for Mayor Parker's housing initiative. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The only item on the agenda at Thursday's school board meeting is a resolution directing Superintendent Tony Watlington to explore a deal that would convey about 20 vacant school buildings to the city. Mayor Parker has spoken of using surplus district property for her goal of creating 30,000 housing units. Watlington, in an interview, said a deal would make sense for the district.
We're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on upkeep and maintenance for vacant properties, many of which we've not used in a decade.
Watlington said spending that money each year provides no benefit for the district.
Think about how many teachers this school district could hire. Think about how many climate managers. Think about how much more we could invest in teacher professional development.
Any agreement would cover currently vacant schools, such as the Ada Lewis Middle School in East Germantown, and not any schools that would close under the district's ongoing facilities planning process. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.